American Hospital, Paris, yesteryear, part one. In the quiet western Paris suburb of Neuilly is a small private hospital nestled among bourgeois apartments and plain tree-lined boulevards. The American Hospital was chartered by the U.S. Congress in 1914 to serve the many Americans attracted over the generations to Paris, that femme fatale. Spanning the years, this has been the place where an American in Paris could be comfortable finding medical care. Years ago, when I interned there, it was considered a golden age of the hospital and of Paris. It was that sweet period just after World War II. France was recovering from its war wounds, and Paris was not yet choked by commerce and traffic, its graceful skyline not yet pierced by skyscrapers. From the outset, the American Hospital recruited interns from America, and among medical students of Tulane, the Paris internship was a tradition passed down among those of us smitten by the exotic culture of New Orleans, who had become Francophiles. I interviewed early for the internship, in part to upgrade an education deprived in the arts and humanities by World War II. And eventually, I left for France, arriving by boat and in Paris by boat train from Le Havre. There I was met by a fellow Tulanian, Al Sullivan, later dean at Minnesota, and introduced by him to the city with great artistry. First, we crossed the square to a sidewalk cafe for a glass of wine, then plunged into the Paris metro, emerging at intervals to stunning vistas, each rendered more dramatic by exiting the dark metro into a bright fall sky. Everything about Paris then was overwhelming. Every day brought new delights, but also many cultural faux pas. My first gaffe was on the entry workup on a very ill man with complications of biliary surgery. Tired and uncomfortable by the time I'd finished my tedious examination, he asked, "Is that all, doctor?" When I responded in my best French, "Oui, je suis fini," the miserable patient doubled up in spasms of laughter, his wife claiming this his first merriment in months. "Je suis fini" were, by scriptural accounts, the last words of Christ on the cross. They mean, "I am finished." My patient quickly corrected this to "j'ai fini," meaning "I have finished." Soon after, I was admitting a handsome French woman scheduled for cosmetic breast surgery when another equally lovely lady entered the room, introducing herself as colleague of the surgeon who would perform the operation next day. When I asked about the nature of the intended surgery, she replied, "Would you like to see my partner's handiwork?" And before I could respond, deftly unbuttoned her elegant tweed jacket to expose her own braless, sculpted breasts amidst my blushing and stammers of admiration. Culture shock continued when I was drafted late one night to be the anesthetist for a delivery. A large metal bulb was thrust into my hands, on the side of which was written in German, 1/3 ether, 1/3 chloroform, 1/3 ethyl chloride. This cheap wartime German anesthetic was called Schleicht and administered in a closed system, an effective but hardly optimally safe anesthetic for labor.